Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we are featured on episode 109, Focus on Your Own Game. I really hope we didn't worry you, that you didn't see an episode on Thursday. As we have had the episode come out today, because guess what? It's our first anniversary. I'm so excited here to share it with you. I'm grateful for our listeners and listeners tuning in, sharing the podcast, and viewers on YouTube. You are the people who are stepping into your potential, into the skin that you're meant to be in. So I'm so excited to be able to share this with you. And happy anniversary to you and the Millionaire Woman Show here. So today's episode is focus on your own game. That's what it's all about. And Jack Canfield said, successful people maintain a positive focus in life, no matter what is going on around them. They stay focused on their past successes rather than their past failures and on to the next action steps that they need to take to get them closer to fulfill their goals rather than all the other distractions that life presents them. There are many opportunities to get us sidetracked off your game. Your focus can be pulled in one direction by having one of your favorite songs come on the radio, a tragic news story, an invitation to the mall, or the latest gossip around the water cooler. You can get distracted by economic times and the latest announcement in the office. It can get more challenging to stay focused and stay motivated when you get caught up in these distractions. Internal and external barriers can get in the way as well. The internal barriers are those negative thoughts, past hurts, bad habits, and self-limiting beliefs that sabotage your success. The external barriers can be social media, the news, your environment, economic climate, to an extent. As an entrepreneur, many of us create our own climate, our own economies, and influences such as family, friends, colleagues. When you learn to focus on your own game, you push through any challenge or obstacle because you're not going to let it stop you from succeeding. Get clear on what it is you want to accomplish. The more you focused you are, the clearer the path will be. You will start to make decisions with ease and conviction. There is no time for distractions to get you off your game plan. Get your head in the game. Your mindset is key. Pay attention to those negative thoughts, that self-talk. What is it saying? Put them to immediate stop. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Reframe. Napoleon Hill once said something like, "You cannot afford a negative thought." I play that statement in my mind frequently. You need to speak toward your success. I remember listening to a catchy song from High School Musical about getting your head in the game. So focus and get your head in the game. Play Baroque tunes for quiet background or some upbeat music when you feel you're decluttering. Visualize your results 2 to 3 times per day. Let the vision get stronger and stronger. Eliminate distractions and barriers. Take time to identify what distractions and barriers may be influencing you. Brainstorm ways to eliminate them. You may choose to declutter your office space, eat some prepared meals, or simple outfits to eliminate time wasted or decision-making efforts. Consider using the Pomodoro method. This is where you use a timer to keep you on task. Take structured breaks. There's online timers as well. Do the same thing. Set boundaries of office hours to ensure that you are getting your work done. Otherwise, if you're getting distracted by emails, it's often other people's agendas. So you need to get focused on what it is that you need to achieve and who you need to hear from first before you start tackling everybody else's work. Plan and prepare for the big picture, the end game. Start with the end in mind, as per the late Stephen Covey. When you visualize or have a clear idea of your end game, you'll work backward. You'll uncover some of those milestones that need to be reached along the way. Break down each milestone into smaller sections. Make your goals manageable instead of being overwhelming. And don't forget, delegate, delegate, delegate. Whenever possible, delegate tasks and actions to people who excel in that specific area. You do not need to spend 6 hours figuring out something that could take somebody 20 minutes. I'm saying this because I've been there. Your time is valuable, and I know in the beginning you might not be able to delegate much due to cost. Start small, and by learning along the way, you know when things go wrong, you know what points to catch that need to be fixed. Ask questions. And as you know, I have a new book coming out called Let's Be Curious. I am on a mission to help people ask the right questions to get better answers so they can make the right decisions. Gather new information. Stay up to date, gathering the latest information on the subject matter. Don't wait for perfection. Perfection is an illusion. It is a form of procrastination holding you back from getting what you want. Start by taking action and adjust the course along the way. Continuously evaluate. Keep your head in the game and don't let what others say steer you away from your end game. What others share is based on their experience, their fears, and their successes. So I'm going to leave you with a quote by Justice Smith. Stay focused and stay determined. Don't look at anyone else to be your determination. You have to have self-determination. You determine whether or not you're going to succeed. So go after and do the work that you know that you were put here to do. And again, my book is sponsor of this podcast is www.letsbecurious.ca, where you can grab this book at $15 right now because that price is going up on September 1st. I am so excited to share with you this book at this special pricing for a limited time only. The book is in the third round of edits. It's on track. September 1st is the big, big cutoff point. Celebrate with us for our happy anniversary episode. Woohoo! We did it. Little do you know that this podcast started a month after I was sitting in an audience at my mentor's business excellence Collins Break with Make Your Mark. I was sitting in the audience and I was listening to Sam Crowley of Every Day is Saturday podcast, and he was sharing about how to get a podcast going. I was super, super excited and pumped. And I thought, you know what? I can do that. And here I am 1 year later, over 10,000 downloads. People all over the world, our top five locations right now, you know, if you start sharing this in your area, we can beat it, is the USA, Canada, Japan, UK, and Australia. Thank you for listening in. I know there's other places. Continue to share this podcast with other people. Celebrate us. Rate, review this podcast on iTunes, and make sure you grab your copy of letsbecurious.ca. We would love for you to subscribe to my newsletter, The Success Secrets, at www.deborahkozowski.com. And you will also get a free MP3 download of the Surefire Strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I'd love to hear about this, how this podcast has impacted your life. So email me as well at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. I would love to stay connected with you. Continue to listen to our podcast. Give us a 5-star high five on iTunes and share this with people because you can be changing lives. As Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And my message is for you, make today great. Take care, everyone.